You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Michael Bass of East Lansing. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing? I'm okay.
I'm doing all right. Wanted to get a hold of you today, and you. I was pleased that you took the time to talk with me this morning for a bit.
Sure, no problem.
To talk about the horrific earthquake in Japan and tsunamis that have resulted from that across the world. You have an interesting perspective because you have worked the last couple of years in Japan. You're home in East Lansing now, but I knew you had a lot of connections and friends, certainly, that you were very concerned about. I guess why don't we just start with your morning and when you first heard about what was going on and then connections that you made from there.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I almost thought it was the same earthquake that was on March 9th. And so I thought it was a different earthquake that we were talking about. That was on the news.
Okay.
And then I saw and then I started seeing some footage and that it was actually in Sendai, or it's in the same area as the one that was on March 9th. I don't know. I just, my first instinct was to try to get a hold of friends and everyone I know over there. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, why don't we give people background of how you know the people of Japan so well and the area so well? You were there teaching English as a second language.
Yes. Yeah, I was from 2006 to 2009, so 3 years of teaching English as a second language in Shiga Prefecture. It's actually Michigan's sister state.
Okay.
And oddly enough, in Lansing's sister city in Otsushi. So I was teaching there, I still have a lot of friends who are over there, and the people who live in Shiga, who I got a hold of, they hardly even felt it. I mean, Shiga, it's closer to Kyoto, and it's closer to the center of the main island, so they didn't really feel it at all. But I also have friends who I met in Shiga that had moved out to Tokyo, so I got a hold of them, and you know, through Facebook, and then we started Skyping, and they're very worried, and they're basically sleeping with their shoes on, you know, if they can sleep at all, and while we were Skyping, they had aftershocks were going on, and they ran out of their house a couple of times during a few of the aftershocks that were pretty harsh, but they didn't need to while we were Skyping at the time, so.
Now, having lived there for 3 years, you know, we in Michigan, I mean, we deal with tornadoes and so forth. We don't have to deal with these kinds of things.
Right.
Are there, like you said, you thought it was the earthquake from a couple of days ago. Kind of not standard operating, but not that far out of the realm, a mild earthquake?
Are you referring to the one today?
Oh, not today. No. I mean, does this happen from time to time in Japan?
Oh, just earthquakes in general? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of a common thing. Actually, the friend of mine who I was talking with on Skype, who lives in Tokyo, he said it was pretty crazy because when he's teaching English, you know, usually every now and then, you know, the building will start rattling because there was some kind of earthquake, and you know, it's not usually that big of a deal, and even his students hardly even blink, you know, when it happens. But he said that he's never seen even Japanese people this scared and, you know, running out of the buildings. You know, there's obviously something different this time. And it was a lot more harsh this time.
As you're watching, I can't imagine, you know, I have never been to Japan. So watching TV, it's a land I don't know. What is it like for you watching these areas, knowing, if not having been there, knowing the areas and knowing that there are people that you know? These pictures are like a movie that you can't imagine.
Well, it's very scary, you know. But the thing is that the first thing you think of is, you know, while I was living there, there were also plenty of earthquakes that didn't have an impact on me, or, you know, natural disasters that when you watch it on the news over here, it looks as if the entire country of Japan is, you know, is under under complete chaos.
Sure.
And it just isn't the case. But the thing seeing it on the news and actually being able to see it on, I saw a live stream of Japanese news, and seeing everybody on Facebook posting about it, you know, my former teachers who are over there and friends who are over there, and, you know, seeing it then and seeing some of the footage, you know, it definitely hits home, and it makes me a lot. I was very worried, still am worried.
What are some of the things, you know, and I'm a big fan of Facebook for information purposes and mm-hmm. sending messages. What are some of the things that your friends are saying and posting on Facebook about this tragedy?
Well, the friends of mine that live in Tokyo now, they were basically posting on pretty much a half hour basis, you know, just saying there's more aftershocks, and now they've declared nuclear emergency. That's not so great, you know. They're basically just reporting how they're feeling, you know, and just giving brief updates. Mm-hmm. But the people who live in Kyoto and in Shiga Prefecture, where I used to live, you know, they're also posting saying, for everyone who's concerned about the earthquake, just to let you know, we're okay. I'd barely even felt it. I was working at the time and stuff like that. So everyone is basically giving their brief updates. You know, actually, a former teacher of mine when I was in college, who also I did a homestay in northern Japan, in Hokkaido, and one of my teachers is from there. And she actually posted on Facebook. She said that the tsunami did hit part of Hakodate. Hakodate is the name of the city that I lived in for that homestay. And she said, you know, you might want to call your host parents to a bunch of people. She posted it on her Facebook. You might want to call your host parents because it did hit, you know, but it didn't hit as bad as nearly as bad as Sendai. Right away, right after I got off work, I called my host parents as well, to make sure they were okay, and they were doing fine. But it was about 2 meters, they said.
Wow. So, yeah, yeah, I mean, the reports as the day goes on just get worse and worse. And as you mentioned, now they're talking about radiation levels are surging at that Japanese nuclear plant. So, and then we haven't even touched on the tsunami. I mean, the pictures of the water, the wall of water and the damage, it's incredible.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah, it is incredible. It's really hard to watch. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. And again, knowing so right now, kind of what you're getting is the firsthand reports via Facebook and Skype from your friends over there.
Right.
And so far, what are you hearing about power outages and so forth?
You know, that's the weird part. I mean, my friends in Tokyo, they even though trains were stopped and everything, their electricity was on, and they, you know, and they had the internet was working and everything.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I guess it just, I imagine it's a different case in Sendai right now, but Tokyo seemed pretty much intact, at least the area that they were in.
Wow. Well, Michael, I can't thank you enough. This is as close as I'm going to get to being there, and the best to all of your friends and for their safekeeping.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Michael Bass of East Lansing giving us a kind of a bird's eye view of what's going on in Tokyo through some friends. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.